minute four. You will hear two managers having a discussion.
So, I think we have no option but to discuss William.
Yeah, I guess we have to. I mean, the thing is, I'm trying to facilitate him with his workload, but all he seems to do is run me down with the other staff. I don't want to say anything because I don't want to be argumentative, so the main issue is whether anyone else can bring this up with him.
Yes, I agree with you on the whole about his behavior, but the particular problem is between you two, so not talking directly to him about it isn't going to solve anything. I'd really rather tackle it without Brian's intervention at this stage.
I thought you'd say that. So what's your advice? It's hard not to take this personally.
Well, I would say you obviously pose a threat to him in some way. Or maybe there's some underlying jealousy. He went for the same position as you, didn't he?
That's right. It must have been hard for him as he's been here longer and is clearly more experienced.
I'm not sure I agree with that. Brian wouldn't have chosen you if that were the case. I think the best way would be to find a quiet place to discuss it with him. Find out what's on his mind, if you can. I mean, he may be reluctant to tell you, but at least you'll have tried. And how about giving him some extra responsibility when you undertake the new project? He's probably suffering from a lack of motivation, and you are the target of his annoyance.
Yeah, I think you may be right. I'll try, although I do find these situations quite difficult. I really want to put a stop to it, though, as I don't want to lead a dysfunctional team.
I'm not sure that's the case. You always seem to ensure good communication in the office.
Well, okay. I'll set up a meeting with him tomorrow.
Great. And if that fails, we'll have to get Brian involved. At least you will have tried to resolve the situation on your own. Now, let's move on. We need to talk about the deadline for the Westlake order.